So we definitely updated some of like our lighting and our color schemes. It makes it a lot brighter experience, more inviting, definitely. We've updated some of our flooring. And then we've kind of gone with more of a standardized approach for Horizon. So we've gone with our appropriate signages, and we've just been able to kind of clean it up and kind of keep it in conjunction with some of our regional centers. So it definitely makes it a little bit better. It's a little bit easier space to work out of.
That's Brittany Nicholson, nurse manager in the emergency department of the Sackville Hospital, giving a tour of a newly renovated ER, which will be back in use next week. The ER has been out of operation since it flooded during Hurricane Fiona in September, and since then, hospital staff have made do with using other hospital space to run the ER, relying on space in the clinic and inpatient units. Horizon did the $400,000 renovation with their in-house facilities team, and while there is no new equipment acquired as part of the project, the space has been modernized with new floors and furniture. Local politicians and volunteers, Horizon Management, and Health Minister Bruce Fitch gathered for the announcement of the reopened renovated space on Thursday. Horizon CEO Margaret Melanson said the project hit on all four of the health network's critical priorities, which are improved access to healthcare, community engagement and patient experience, patient flow, and recruitment and retention of staff.
The investment of $400,000 will give staff a fresh and modern work environment, and it will certainly improve patient experience as well. Modern work environments are also a selling point when it comes to recruitment and retention of our staff and physicians. This, along with our work with the Rural Action Group, will help us recruit more health professionals to this vibrant rural community here in Sackville.
Melanson acknowledged that the hours of the ER would still not be returning to their previous 24/7 standard, though she said the renovation shows Horizon's commitment to the hospital and the Sackville community.
We do not yet have the staff to reopen on a 24/7 basis our emergency department, but I can tell you that we are continuing our recruitment work to find those who are the right fit for this hospital, and it's our commitment to reopen on a 24/7 basis as soon as we are able to do so.
Melanson said the intention is to increase hours and work towards 24/7 service, but consistency is key.
Firstly, we need the stability of staff, because we certainly don't want to be extending hours and then have to reduce again. And so once we do have the stability of staff, and this would be medical staff as well as our nursing staff, our intention would be to open additional hours, the stability at those additional hours, and then move as quickly as we can to the 24/7 service.
The CEO named a few strategies being considered to fill the required medical staff positions in the ER. One is consideration of allowing Moncton ER doctors to pick up shifts in Sackville. Another is expanding the skill mix by allowing physician assistants and nurse practitioners to take on the role in the ER. Last year, Sackville doctors collectively decided to end a practice that required the area's family doctors to also work in the ER. That policy change immediately led to the loss of a number of ER doctors. While it's expected that it will make it easier to recruit family physicians, Melanson noted that ER doctors might not be as easy to recruit to a small-town hospital.
Physicians now, for example, in the past had been family physicians that also undertook emergency department shifts. We recognize now, and the physicians certainly tell us, that these are really two different subspecialties, that a physician who is working in family medicine really prefers his practice in the community, and that a physician trained in emergency medicine would want probably to be associated with a larger center in addition to a smaller site such as this.
Local politicians were also on hand for yesterday's reopening announcement. CHMA caught up with MLA Megan Mitten and Mayor Andrew Black afterwards.
Sort of a celebratory tone today. Were you also celebrating?
Well, I do think it's important to celebrate having renovations to the ER, having it reopen. And I look forward to a bigger celebration when it's open 24/7. And really, that is what is needed ultimately. So if this is a step on the way there, then that's great. But we can't lose sight of where we ultimately want to go, which is 24/7 ER services in our community. and more. More access to primary care and breaking down barriers to access to health care across the region.
Mayor Black, are you celebrating today?
I am. I mean, I think the message is pretty clear that there's still work that needs to get done. But I think the responses from the minister and from the interim CEO were welcoming, and the doors are open for communication and collaboration, and that was that message was loud and clear, I think.
Former Sackville Mayor John Higham was part of the announcement on Thursday in his role as co-chair of the Rural Health Action Group. In December, the group submitted a vision for healthcare in the region to Horizon, though the document has not yet been released publicly. In his remarks on Thursday, Higham referenced that future focus.
Let's celebrate today, and tomorrow we hope that we can enter a new collaboration with even higher aspirations for the health system in this area. That's what we'd like to see next.
New Brunswick Health Minister Bruce Fitch was also at the announcement. Fitch became Minister of Health last summer at the same time that Premier Blaine Higgs scrapped the partially elected health boards that used to govern Horizon and Vitalité, and also fired then Horizon CEO John Dornan. CHMA asked Fitch what kind of role community members would play in future healthcare governance in the province.
Putting the governance model together and moving forward with that is something that we continue to discuss. And when you discuss what would be the best model for the province of New Brunswick, again, looking at the various alternatives are something that we're doing now. And we hope to have that governance model in place within the next, by the end of the year, certainly before the end of the year when we look at that. And part of that, again, would be looking at where does the community play, what's the role of the board, and what would that look like, and how does the governance work with the CEOs and their team, their staff. So there's a lot of work being done, and we'll roll that out in the future.
That's Health Minister Bruce Fitch speaking at the Sackville Memorial Hospital on Thursday. A newly repaired and renovated Sackville ER will be back in use next week after 5 months of making do with space in other units at the hospital.